of Philly streets. He brings the groove and divine deets. Tales of dreams and rainbow skies. The joy he spreads is no disguise. Sheen Anthony takes the mic each rising. Gonna light up your soul now, you're shining. Sound healing and stories flow on the Sheen Anthony Show. Tune in, don't miss this divine time. Every word shifts the paradigm. From rising haze to evening glow, it's the Sheen Anthony Show.
Peace, peace. You are now tuned in to On Air Philadelphia. Welcome to the Sheen Anthony Show. I'm your host, Sheen Anthony, of course. And today, I feel called to talk about the year of the snake. Now, this is a time where we're starting to fully embrace the embodiment of transformation, accepting our wisdom, and ultimately applying action into the shedding of the old so that we can make way for the new. And, you know, when you hear the year of the snake, it is, you know, mostly in the symbolization of Chinese zodiac. But I really do believe that there is a bigger significance from that as well, which is the representation of the nine. And it has an echo of, you know, the snake, and it represents completion, the culmination of a cycle, and the perfect aligning, you know, within the theme of release and renewal. And as we were talking about in our last episode about rebirth, I think this is the perfect way to be able to embrace, you know, who we are in this energy of the year of the snake and what it's going to represent moving forward. So how can we consciously shed the past to open ourselves to a new beginning? Because especially in this time, you know, we're starting to see a lot of cycles play out. And I think the gift of it all is to recognize what cycles do you want to end and what new cycles do you want to create, you know? So before we dive deep into that conversation, I would love for us to go into a meditation. So when you ground yourself wherever you are, place your hand on your heart, place your other hand on your gut, and make sure that you are breathing with intent. Deep inhale. Exhale. Deep inhale. Exhale.
Maybe it's a layer that is
is representation of old beliefs, past hurts, or outdated ways of being or thinking. See all of the old lifting off of you. Awesome. Through every dark space. want to talk more about this because I believe that this is something that I'm starting to really invite more of, which is transformation. You know, this really holds the energy of renewal and letting go of the old. I feel like this whole year has been reaffirming metamorphosis and really encouraging me to release outdated habits, beliefs, and even relationships that no longer serve growth. And it's something that can be difficult, but I think I'm more accepting towards the process because I know that everything is happening for us and not to us. And I think that's also part of accepting the regeneration and healing process that comes with letting go of the old. You know, the connection of the snake to medicine is definitely a spiritual link to healing and vitality. Because, you know, this is definitely a time of emotional, mental, and even physical healing, you know. So it started to remind me, and I feel like all of us, of the capacity to regenerate and overcome challenges. These challenges are, I think, really put in our space to help us grow. But it's up to us to be able to recognize the growth within it, to really see that it's an opportunity to affirm what habit are you going to continue to put into action and what habit are you going to let go of to let yourself expand, you know? And I think that is really the most beautiful journey of it all, is just accepting that growth is going to come with change. And change is literally going to be constant. Someone told me the other day, they said, God is change. And I think that's something that I'm really reflecting on, is that when there's change happening, there's a godly amount of guidance that is happening within that. Because I think that's the balance of something that is uncertain, but also something that you just know has to happen. When you get to that moment and you recognize that you have to change, or something has to change, maybe a way of thinking has to change, maybe a habit has to change, maybe there's more actions on how you have to love yourself, maybe that has to change, maybe speaking your truth has to change, or speaking your boundaries. You know, it's just certain things that just puts the action right next to it. Like, change is action. And it's something that has to be done in order to affirm what reality you are choosing. And so I'm starting to relate to the energy of the year of the snake with being granted the ability to choose whether or not I'm going to continue to do the same thing that I've been doing, or go into the reality that is new, because I know that it's something that's going to help me change for the better. So I'm really trusting the divine guidance of the world and how everything is playing out, because I believe I'm here for a deeper purpose. You know, as we discussed in the last episode, it's like from near death to rebirth. I think that things have to die in order for new things to become. And, you know, this is making me think about a plant for some reason, like the succulent plant. I think I told this story before, but there's a succulent plant that I had that I've been nurturing as best as possible. And it had a moment where the whole thing died. Like, it was getting tall and it just died, like, out of nowhere. Like, I don't know. I felt like, I don't know if I wasn't doing the proper thing to take care of it. Like, did I overwater it? Or did I underwater it? Or I don't know. Or maybe it was just this time. But I know that... No, I don't want to believe it was just this time. I really was blaming myself. Like, I really thought that it was something I did. And in that moment when it was dying, I was just like, dang. Like, I really got to, like, let it go. And, you know, kind of allow that new space that's going to open up for something new. Like, something greater. Maybe I got to get a new plant in this pot, or, You know, I didn't know what was there to come, but its petals fell off the succulent. And even though the stem itself was dying, the petals was literally like a seed. Like, it literally just sat there and started to grow its own roots and started to like essentially grow again and have like this rebirth. And I was really shocked. Like, I didn't know that the succulent was that type of plant where, like, it's almost like each petal is a seed. You know, if you plant its petal, it literally can do the same thing that it was doing from the root of the stem. It can literally do that from the petal itself. And now I got a whole bunch of babies. Like, now I got a little succulent plant growing. I got another one that's, like, literally just... it's strong and sturdy than, you know, like it was originally before it had its rebirth. And I think that's something that I like to acknowledge in this time, in this year of the nine and the year of the snake. It's just like, you could be in the anxious thoughts of like what the change is going to bring you and what's going to happen from it. Or you can be in the reaffirming thoughts, the grounding thoughts, the great what ifs of like, what if this is going to lead you to your greatest version of yourself? What if this amount of change will have you start faster, stronger, and more clear in your journey? You know, what if this new beginning is going to bring you so much awareness to who you are and who you're becoming, so much so that you literally expand faster than where you were before? Like, because in that time of when the plant died, it's like all that growth, you could look at it like that, you know, all that growth just gone, just went to waste because it just died and the petal just came off, and then next thing you know, it just had to start anew, you know. So it's all about how you perceive it. You could perceive it as like, dang, I wasted all that time and effort, now I gotta start over. Or you could perceive it as the moment where you recognize all of the things that you've learned, all the wisdom and the energy of Sankofa, like going to the past, pulling out all your wisdom and applying it into your present moment. And it's like a speed boost. You know, I can't even get the words out. Like, it's happening so fast. Like, the healing is happening so fast that, like, you get like a speed boost towards your growth, like towards where you're meant to be. And you get affirmed along the journey to know that you are exactly when you're meant to be and exactly where you're meant to be. So yeah, all that to say that I think if there's a time where you're recognizing that there's a change that you would like to make, I just want to encourage you all to listen to your heart space when it comes to accepting change, greeting the new, and affirming all the great things that it can be and can become, because the uncertainty is just openness. It's just freedom. It's just like a lot of choices, a lot of possibilities. And I just want to encourage you to look at the great possibilities, the openness within that, and not so much of the resistance or the past experience, the past hurts, and putting them into play as if, like, just because that happened before, that's going to happen again. Like, no. It's something that you'd be mindful of. Like, I know that I'm more mindful of the plant where I will check the soil and see, like, is it super dry? Like, all right, bet, you know, let me water it right now at this moment. But every plant doesn't get taken care of the same way. You know, every plant needs its own environment. You know, some plants can coexist in the same space with the same amount of sun, but then there's other that really need more sun. There's others that like to be specifically outside. You know, if you have your plants inside, they might need a place where they really can get good air, good water, good sunlight, you know. So just noticing that the environment may differ because of the new environment that you're cultivating, especially within. So it's like, maybe you might want to change your environment Maybe you might want to change the environment of your internal system, and put something new into play so that way you can affirm your new beginning. And I think that's something that I'm just accepting for myself as well, is that, like, every new beginning, it may come with a new rule book, you know, and I'm more accepting to that because it keeps the journey fun, you know, it keeps me inspired and just knowing that I can create anything when, especially when I'm, you know, I can create anything when I don't know where I am, you know, it's just like, oh, okay, like, this is a whole new part of the journey, like, where are we going now? You know, like, what part am I about to explore within? You know, I just want to encourage to keep the fun within life as well, within this new beginning. So that way, you're not so hard on yourself. Something that I felt called to bring up in during the meditation was grace. And I think that we're so easy to give grace to others. And I think we really need to affirm to give that grace to ourselves as well. I think we're a little too hard on ourselves sometimes, especially when change is being invoked, because you know, you want things to be a certain type of way to be able to feel grounded within it. But when you're grounded and secure within yourself and within the guidance of the universe and just, you know, whatever relationship you have with Source, with God, with, you know, the mother energy within, I think that's really going to cultivate the grounded foundation of security and knowing that you're being guided towards your best self always, you know, even when you're uncertain. So yeah, with that being said, like, I think the 9 is going to be a very strong representation of who we're choosing to be in this moment, how we're continuously growing, and just asking yourself, like, are you the 9 of the energy of continuation, like continuously growing, continuously expanding, being open to change? Or are you in the energy of the 9 where you don't want to change, where you're literally the snake eating itself? Are you repeating cycles that are affirming self-sabotage? Are you in an energy that you know what you have to change, but you're resisting it? You know, that all of those things are just going to start to appear a lot more. And it's up to you to answer those questions with the level of openness, with grace, with ease, to allow yourself to expand without feeling like you're not where you're meant to be, you know? So, yeah, those are some things that I wanted to bring to the attention. And, you know, I think I want to dive more into this conversation. I'm really in the free flow of the journey right now. And I'm trusting how things are playing out. So I just want to encourage the same. Just really allow yourself to trust. And, you know, maybe as much as we are affirming taking leaps of faith, maybe there's also trust falls that are needed to be taken as well. And that's something that I want to talk more about maybe in our next episode, is what is it like to feel trust? Like, what is it like to feel trust, but also, what is it like to feel trusted? And maybe another question would be like, what is it like to feel supported when you are taking a trust fall? And maybe those are some questions that you can also reflect on as well. And yeah, I'm so excited to just build more trust within myself. I'm so glad that I trust me. I'm so glad that I trust the Source, trust God, trust the universe. And I'm really grateful that I can trust my soul, can trust those around me who are not only like walking inspirations, but also just an affirmation of living life to the fullest, living life into your greatness, and also affirming your worth. So I'm really, so really, 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 really grateful for all of the reflections in my life that affirms the level of value that we have with what we're cultivating together. And yeah, I hope you continue to know your worth and know how abundant you are, knowing that you are putting cycles in the place that are helping you grow and expand. And on that note, I will see you next Monday rising on the
Sheen Anthony Show.